It is finally summertime again, and along with ice cream, sunburn, and our other favourite British summer traditions, it's time for the Royal Society's Summer Science Exhibition in London. We've been along to see what's going on.
My name is Russell Foster. I'm Professor of Circadian Neuroscience at the University of Oxford. I also chair the Public Engagement Committee here at the Royal Society. The Royal Society is our National Academy of Science, and our mission is to promote science and engineering at every level, and also the understanding of science and engineering. And that's part of what the Summer Science Exhibition is all about. What you've got is this fantastic opportunity for scientists and engineers to meet directly the individuals who pay our wages, and the opportunity of understanding the interests, the fears, the concerns of the non-specialist about our science, I think is absolutely superb. The exhibition this year is as diverse as ever. We've got everything from the origins of the universe to a school project about the fascinating biology of birds. And they've been attracting just as much interest as satellites and comets and biomeds.
My name's Amanda Naylor, and I'm a teacher from Maltby Academy in Rotherham, South Yorkshire. Our exhibit is called The Secret Life of Birds, and it's a partnership with the University of Sheffield, and it's funded by the Royal Society. The main aim of our project is to set up a field site at our school, and we have put cameras around the school site to capture bird behaviour. We've also set up with our Year 8 pupils several feeding experiments. This is to see how the feeding behaviour of birds changes throughout the seasons, and also to see whether they prefer to eat from high feeders or low feeders. We've also had the researchers coming in from the University of Sheffield to teach both Year 8 and Year pupils about different aspects of the egg. Our pupils have really enjoyed this project. They've really enjoyed speaking to the scientists, and the opportunity for them to come down to London has been huge. They've all been really excited, and they have engaged with the public and really shown off how much they've learned from this project.
I'm Dr. Jason Forshaw. I'm from the Surrey Space Centre, University of Surrey, UK. And the title of the stand is Cleaning Up Space Junk. It's actually 7,000 tonnes of junk actually in space. And what we aim to do is launch a mission next year. The mission's called Remove Debris. And the aim of this mission is actually to go up there and grab junk using a net and a harpoon and bring it back down to Earth, where it will burn up. People always ask, why is space junk a problem? Well, the reality of it is that there's loads of operational spacecraft flying about with lots of junk in space, and the risk of collision is actually really high. The International Space Station also has to regularly move out of the way of junk. This is a topic that's been under discussion since maybe the 1960s and 1970s. However, nobody really up to this point has had funding to deal with it fully. We believe we're going to be one of the world's first consortiums which are actually able to deal with this problem. We have funding from the EU to do this, and hopefully that will happen next year.
My name's Neil Gow, and I'm a scientist who studies diseases which are caused by fungi. And our exhibit's called Killer Fungus. The total number of people who are dying, it's in the region of 1 to 1.5 million people a year. That's 2 or 3 times the number of people who die from breast cancer. What we can see here is a mannequin which shows you where fungi infect the human body. It's not just awareness. We've got a whole series of movies by people who are actually working in this field, and they're making a difference. We're learning much more about the diseases, and by knowing about the disease, we know more about treatments. And there are people here who are also interested in antibiotic resistance and trying to find new classes of antibiotics or making antibiotics work better in the future. We don't have as many types of antibiotics against fungi as we do against other types of bugs like bacteria, so there's a lot of work still to be done.
So whether it's space junk bird watching or body infestations with fungi, the Royal Society have got it covered.